Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good to be back with you, Alan, and to come back from a week vacation and know the radio station's still here.
That's right. We're still here. We're all going to keep working at it. And, David, we missed you, and your colleagues did admirable work taking over for you while you're away. But there's only one David Gustina.
Right back at you and all my colleagues. What a great place to be, and I'm glad I can join you this morning with the recent news of President Trump's standing with the American people. A new poll, Alan, Washington Post, ABC News poll. It has deteriorated since spring, buffeted by perceptions of a decline in U.S. leadership abroad, stalled presidential agenda at home, and an unpopular Republican health care bill, which, by the way, is stalled even more now because of the health of John McCain.
Well, let's start with the poll itself. The good news for Democrats and for many independents is that Trump's numbers are going down. The bad news is that they're very consistent in terms of Republican support for the president. Maybe a couple of people or two, but basically Republicans still love the guy. It is among the independents and the Democrats that the damage to Trump seems to be getting done. And I want to stop for a moment and say polls are snapshots, as we've said many times, one time, things can turn around. It was a remarkable piece in the New York Times which said, with the old Donald Trump, the new one went to the back of the plane and was hail fellow well met with all the reporters and everybody's good. It doesn't take long for somebody who is manipulative to turn things around. So anybody who thinks that these polls are going to be hold up or be consistent would probably be making a mistake. You probably ought to understand that things change, and in politics, a couple of weeks can be an eternity. Okay, so with that said, let's talk about the healthcare package, David. And here we have a very interesting situation. I think it was pretty clear that Mitch McConnell did not have the votes he needed to pass this health care, which, as you said earlier, is very unpopular with the American people now. One of the reasons is that the governors of many of these states need the Medicaid money, and they've grown used to it. They don't want to change it all. So what's happening is they're leaning on their senators, and the senators, even though there's an attempt by McConnell to buy them off with one thing for Alaska, another thing for somebody else, that's the way that it is. Now, I'm thinking that the McCain operation is a very good excuse to retreat. Now, it's not as if he doesn't need McCain. He does. But there's no indication McCain was going to vote for the bill anyway. So if he loses a single vote at this stage of the game, because there's an indication that he needs every single vote. He's got two who have said, I'm not going to vote for that bill. That means he needs 50 votes. McCain is one less. But of course, as I just said, there's no real indication that McCain was going to do it anyway. McCain has no love for this president, who called him all kinds of names for his remarkable service as a veteran. So it doesn't look like a clear path for that health care bill.
Fascinating article over the weekend in the New York Times, Alan. Going around Trump, governors embark on their own diplomatic missions. They specifically cite the issue of the Paris Climate Accord, and a number of governors, including many from our coverage area, including Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, Governor Phil Scott of Vermont, a Republican, and of course, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, combining with other governors to say we are going to abide by the accord.
Well, that's right. First of all, some of these people are running for president of the United States. Andrew Cuomo certainly is, no matter what he says. And there is an understanding that we as specific states can do what we want, to quote them, not me. And if we want to make rules having us staying with the Paris Accords and California and New York, that's a lot of people. And people will realize that it is their children who are being poisoned and their grandchildren who are being poisoned by not doing that, and that the world is in a tough spot. And so individual governors see political opportunities here, but at the same time, they're doing what's right.
Speaking of doing what's right, I missed the announcement of the overturning of ex-Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's conviction. I see Blair Horner, a regular commentator on WAMC from NYPERG, says it isn't going to really help if you want ethics reform now.
That's right. We all know individual legislators may say that's wrong, but in fact, they love it. And they vote for a leader who will help them out and take the heat. And until we have initiative and referendum in this state in which the people can say, no, this stinks. We want to pass ethics laws with teeth in it. We're going to propose it. We're going to get the signatures. We're going to pass it. It ain't going to happen, not with these clowns.